Man, are you alive in the river today?
Woo!
Man, you sound like you guys are. There's no dead people around us this morning, are there? You're alive, right? Amen. Live in Jesus. God is good this morning. Hallelujah. Man, you are loved. Give them a good hand this morning. Praise God. Amen. Wow. Greg, is that a Rickenbacker? Woo! Man, that's an anointed bass, man. Them Rickenbackers, buddy. Hallelujah. They're anointed. Why don't you open your Bibles this morning and turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Amen. Just remain standing, if you would, for a moment. Amen. God is good and precious to us. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's put it up in the King James and see what that says. Can we do that, guys? Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it today. Come on, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Give somebody a high five and say, you are blessed this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it's that time of year when we're approaching this year, man, is the Christmas season. And, you know, the world has its traditions, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you can have fun. God is fun, though. I found out that God is fun. Jesus is fun. Amen. In fact, God wants you to have fun. It's okay to have fun. And in our family, you know, as raising the girls, we were, you know, always celebrating Christmas. We love Christmas. We have such a great time at it. And when we were growing up, we were growing up too, Holly, you and I. But when the girls were growing up, they were quite small, you know, we decided from the very beginning in our marriage when we had children that we were going to tell them the truth. Isn't that something? Isn't that admirable? About Santa Claus. We're going to tell them the truth about Santa Claus. And, you know, that Santa Claus, you know, he was this guy dressed up in a suit. And we had a lot of fun and all that. But I remember back in the very younger days that, you know, Ken and Elise, they were talking about Santa Claus. And Mom kind of overheard the conversation, you know, going on. And, you know, so she turned around and said, well, Elise, you know who Santa Claus is, don't you? And Elise kind of looked there a second and says, well, it's your daddy. And all of a sudden, she got this kind of look on her face and turned over to Kay and said, Kay, daddy thinks he's Santa Claus. I said, yeah, amen. I still am, right? Right, girls? So, hallelujah. God is good and faithful. Here the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. And as he's writing, he's talking about a gift. He's talking about and speaking about the monetary gift that the church at Corinth was having for the Macedonian church. And so Paul got to the end of this chapter here, and he says, but thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. All of a sudden, it just kind of burst in his heart and out of his mouth and out of his pen. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Do you know who that gift is? It's Jesus. And there's a play on words here. It's thanks. The word thanks there is the Greek word charis. Charis is grace. Grace be unto God for his unspeakable gift, grace. Jesus Christ. Jesus is grace. Amen. And Paul said, thanks be unto God. Grace be unto God for his unspeakable grace. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he is the gift that keeps on giving. How many of you ever, you know, be honest with me, on Christmas morning you went under the tree and you opened up your package and it just wasn't that exciting? Anybody? Oh, come on. So have you ever been there and done that? You know, you got that ugly sweater, right? Or you got that tie, or us guys, we always get that pair of socks, right? You know, it's like the staple, you know, socks and underwear. What is that telling guys? It's like that staple gift you get, you know. What is it telling us? I'm still trying to figure that out, Jeff. But, you know, you always get those gifts. But has anyone ever received a gift that you just went, wow, whoa, And you just like, you got so excited about it, you just couldn't wait to share it with somebody else. And you went, wow, man, this is so cool. I want to tell you, the greatest gift we can share is Jesus. The greatest gift we possess in our life is Jesus Christ. Not only Jesus, but coming out of religion, coming over into a relationship, and really discovering what Christianity and Jesus is all about. That is such a great gift of revelation, man. It's just like, thank you, Lord, for that gift. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of traditions in the Christmas season. I'm sure some of you have yours. But the greatest one we can share is Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at Mark 7:13. Mark 7:13. Look what he says here about traditions. Mark 7:13. He said, traditions make the word of God what? Of none effect through your traditions, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye. You know, traditions are not necessarily good. Some traditions need to be done away with. The traditions that distract God's word from being central in our lives and Jesus being central in our lives need to be done away with. And Paul was really addressing the Pharisees here in the law, and he says, those traditions that you're adding to the law need to be done away with. They're making the word of God of none effect. I don't know about you, but I want the word of God to be effective in my life. I don't want any part of the law to come in where grace is. I want grace to be abounding in my life so that I'm not living out of tradition, but I'm living out of the Spirit of the Lord. Brother, you was right on my message this morning, by the way, so that was good. So the law of Moses was given because of sin, but man could not keep the law. He was headed for eternal death. When God sent his son in the flesh, he came to set us free from the law and from judgment. Aren't you glad for that? What a gift. What a gift. He came to set us free from judgment. You are no longer going to be judged because he has been judged. What a gift. Amen. John 1:16. Look at this. John 1:16. Hallelujah. God, you are so good and favorable to us this morning. I love you, Lord. John 1:16. Praise God. They're working on it. Got it. Let's back up to verse 15. Let's back up to verse 15, guys. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me I preferred before me, for he was before me. And how was he? Look at this, verse 16. And of his fullness have we all received what? And grace for grace. All of us have received grace for grace, favor for favor. Amen? Favor for favor. He came full of grace and truth. Look at verse 17. Amen. I love this. For the law was given by Moses, but what? Grace and truth came by who? By Jesus Christ. He came. Grace and truth came. He gave that to us. It is his gift. Grace is his gift to us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want us to look at over in Matthew for just a moment. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20-21. How many remember Joseph in the Bible? Anybody remember Joseph? You know, Joseph was really a great man of faith. Because you got to think about this. In the Bible, when you became engaged in the time of Jesus, you were espoused. It was like you were already married to this person, but really, you know, you haven't consummated the marriage yet. But I want you to look at the scripture. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Joseph was going to put Mary away. He's going to divorce her. But the Lord said, no, don't do that, because what's conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. But can you imagine Joseph being a young man, all of a sudden, you know, you turn to your girlfriend one day and you notice that she is growing in her belly, and all of a sudden, you know, you find out that she's pregnant. Can you imagine how Joseph must have felt at that time? So the angel came to Joseph in a dream, said, Joseph, don't put her away. That was his instinct. But he was not going to disgrace her. He was going to do it privately. Man, what a guy. Amen? Well, he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord. Next verse. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name what? Jesus, for what shall he do? For he shall save. Do you know Jesus has saved us from our sins? Wow. As far as the east is from the west, he has removed all of our transgressions. He came to destroy the works of the devil. That is the reason he came. He came to destroy condemnation. He came to destroy fear. He came to destroy depression. He came to destroy discouragement. There's no reason you should be discouraged today. You have every reason to be encouraged because of Christ and what he's done for you. You are now on the winning team. You're no longer a loser, but you are a winner. Turn to somebody and say, hey, I'm a winner. In fact, you're sitting next to a winner. Amen. I win every time in Jesus. Every time in Jesus, I win. The world may say you're failing, but Jesus says you're winning. Every time we win, man. In fact, I've read the back of the book. I know we win. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Amen? So God chose to show us favor by coming on earth as a human to save us from death. The first Adam fell, but the second Adam reigned in life. And he reigned over death, hell, and the grave. He reigned over sin. The first Adam fell, but the second Adam reigned. Amen? We are now not identified, if you're a believer, with the first Adam, but now you're identified as a believer with the second Adam. You're not identified anymore as the Adam of the flesh, but now you are of the Spirit. And the Spirit, amen, always wins in life. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Man, this is a great verse of scripture. I pray you guys get this morning. Hallelujah. God's unspeakable gift. Thank you, Lord, for this unspeakable gift today. 1 Corinthians, amen, 15. Praise the Lord. 45. Love this. And so it was written that the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Adam was the original soul man. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Had to put that in. So he was the original soul man. Our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions, and what the Bible says, this is the word pneuma, soul, spirit as well, but it's really dealing with the soul. He said that we were made in the image of Adam. So all of us were made in the image of Adam. We have that soul makeup. We have that ability to make decisions, that place of emotions, that place of our thought life. All of that is regarding the soul. That is after Adam. Every human being is born in the nature after Adam. But as believers now, we've been born again after the nature of Jesus Christ. Adam was made, and I don't believe this does a great translation. Adam was made, but Jesus was I am. Jesus was forever and is forever. He is the Alpha and the Omega. We were made after the living soul, but now look what happened. The last Adam, Jesus, was made a quickening spirit, a living spirit, or a giving spirit, or a life-giving spirit. Amen. Now, because of Jesus, we've received the gift of eternal life. We have a life-giving spirit within us. Our old nature has passed away, and all things have become new in our spirit man. You are a brand new you in the spirit man. You are still dealing with the soul because you're living here on this earth, but you've got something that can overcome that soulish nature that is given by grace and the Spirit of the Lord within you. Romans 8:2. I love this, man. Romans 8:2. Praise God Almighty. Turn to somebody and say, I am no longer a soul man. I am a spirit man or a spirit being. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. What did Adam bring? He brought the law of sin and death. But the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit that lives in us, the Spirit of liberty, the Spirit of grace, has set us free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit and the life of Christ Jesus. Christ is the Spirit that's giving life to us today. It's sustaining us. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Not as only is it sustaining us, it's renewing us. It's renewing this physical body. Hallelujah. It's renewing my mind to what I have in Christ Jesus. Man, I'm living in the Spirit today. I'm no longer living in the flesh, but I'm living in the Spirit because Christ has given us this Spirit and quickened us, made us alive. Whoa. Man, oh, come on, give God some praise. Amen. What a gift. Hallelujah. You're alive today. Turn to somebody and say, you used to be sitting next to a dead person, but today I'm alive. While we were dead in, the Bible says we are dead in sin and trespasses, but Christ has quickened us. He's made us alive. We are now alive in Him. Amen. We have a life-giving Spirit. That word means it's ever giving to us. It doesn't stop giving to us. It's ever within us. Hallelujah. Paul said in Ephesians, be filled with the Spirit. That word filled is not a one-time experience, but that word means a continuation of being filled with the Holy Spirit in our life and flowing out of us. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, man, but I'm about to sense the anointing right here. Woo! Praise God Almighty. And we walk around like we haven't got nothing at times. You know why? Because we haven't recognized the gift that God has given us. We haven't seen the grace gift in our lives. And we walk around sometimes so far beneath everything that God intended us to have, wants us to have, and enjoy in this life because of the Spirit of the Lord living within us. Romans 8:11. Amen. Romans 8:11. I love Romans. What an awesome book. Amen. Romans 8:11. Hallelujah. You guys there? But if the Spirit of Him, who? Jesus. The Spirit of Him raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Same word, make alive. Quicken, make alive. What? Your mortal bodies by His Spirit that what? Dwells in you. Once you come to the point to understand spirit, soul, and body and what God has imparted within you, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of liberty, amen, it will change your life forever because you'll no longer be identifying with the soulish realm, but now you start identifying with the spirit realm and everything that I have in Christ. Most people, they just get mixed up identities and they identify with the wrong thing, and what you identify with and what you think about, you're going to start being like. And if you continue thinking like that, you'll eventually come that. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we need to change our thinking in our soul realm and start understanding what the spirit life is all about and what Christ has given us by His Spirit. Hallelujah. You have got power over the enemy. You do not have to stay depressed. It's your choice. You didn't get that. It's your choice. Be depressed for 5 seconds, then get over it. You are a spirit. You're no longer a soul person. You know what? The Lord, I believe He sings this song over us. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for, everything I need. You are, the Bible says He sings over this. You choose the song you want to sing, I'll choose that one. Amen. Joe Cocker. Amen. You know who wrote that song? He was a Beatle. He was the fifth Beatle. Who was the fifth Beatle? Anybody know any history? Who's the fifth Beatle? Greg, who's the fifth Beatle? Anybody know? Billy Joe Preston. Anybody know Billy Joe Preston? Great songwriter. He wrote, "You Are So Beautiful to Me." He wrote that not to a girl, but he wrote that to the Lord. He said, "You are so beautiful to me, everything I hope for, everything I need." Wow. You'll never look at that song again that way. You are so beautiful. He is beautiful, and you are beautiful to Him. You know, we reject God's grace when we don't receive what God says about us. We reject God's grace when we don't receive what God says about us. You need to start understanding what God says about you. You are beautiful in the spirit to him. Why? Because Christ lives in you. You're beautiful. God didn't make anything except beauty in him. He traded all of that for us, gave all of it up so that we could be engrafted in. Amen. You are beautiful to him. Turn to somebody and say, baby, you are beautiful today. Would you do that? Amen. He gave us a gift, but no gift is a gift unless you receive it. You got to start receiving what God has given to you. You got to start understanding the love he has for you. You got to come up to a different level if you're not there yet and say, you know what? I'm going to start thinking different because I am the healed of the Lord. Healing is mine today. God has provided it for me. I am prospering in my life. I am not a failure. There's no area in my life that I'm failing in because God is always winning. Amen. I am not incomplete. I am complete in him. Amen. I have need of nothing because he supplies all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. You got to start learning. You know what? The problem is with Americans, we're very hard at receiving things. We're very different. It's very difficult. We have this thing, oh no, thank you. And that's how we approach it in our mind with the Lord. You know, I walked into Sam's yesterday. Do you guys ever pray when you go into places? Does anybody do that besides the pastor? You know, what do you pray, Pastor? What do you pray? I pray that I can be a blessing to somebody there. I pray that God puts me in the right line with somebody in need. You need to ask the Lord. You know what? We just go through our lives without even thinking at times. We are spirit-led people. Isn't that what Ridge told us this morning? We are spirit-led people. We need to be led by this Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. And yes, we have different chores to do, and I knew I had to go to Sam's yesterday. We get water bottles from Sam's, and that's kind of one of the things I do. But you know what? I don't see it as a chore anymore. I see it as a mission. I'm on a mission. Are y'all with me right now? I'm on a mission. So I go into Sam's, I walk around, and I'm praying, Lord, what line do you want me to get into? Because when you're in line, you know, I got to tell you two things, man. So I went to Sam's yesterday. So I walk in there, I go in, and I'm praying, which line do you want me to go through? So I go through this line. And it's a little lady standing over there behind the register. And while you're there, you always have time to strike up a conversation. How many know that? Are y'all still with me? So I'm sitting there, I'm speaking with her, and she starts sharing with me a little bit, and I could just tell some things were going on in her life. How could you tell? Because I have the Spirit of God in me. And I said, hey, you mind me asking, how's things going with you? She said, well, you know, not too good. I said, you get all your Christmas shopping done? No, I don't have too many to buy for this year. I said, really, why is that? She said, well, I only had one son, and I lost him this year. Wow, folks, we don't know what's going on in people's lives. You got to open it. You got the Spirit of God in you. You can make a difference, make a change in somebody's life by just being led by the Spirit and communicating. You know, don't go through this Christmas season. There are hurting people out there. And I said, I am so sorry. I said, do you mind if I pray for you? She kind of like, you know, I'm here in line and Sam's. Yes, amen. I prayed for her and I reached in my, and you need to always have some gift money. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. You always need to have some gift money. That's why I always have a need to give. Amen. More than enough. And Holly and I, we love to give. It's just part of my, I can't hardly, I love to give. So I got to have it in order to give. Right? And I can put up in some excuses and say this and that and the other, but I reached in my pocket and I just reached over and I said, you know what? I just want to bless you. Oh, no. That's the first thing she said. Oh, no, no. And I knew, God already told me she needed it. It's just like some of us. We're like, oh, no, Lord, no. And God said, no, you really need this. You really need it. Amen? You really need it. And so, y'all still with me this morning? And I finally said, no, look, the Lord directed me to give this to you. I want you to take it. Amen. It's yours. It's a gift. I want you. You cannot get a gift unless you receive it. And finally she says, okay, and she received it. And boy, that blessed me. You know what? We offend people when we don't receive their gifts. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. So Holly and I are out, and I think it was yesterday, and I said, baby, I have got to go to Harbor Freight. Does any man here ever feel the Spirit leading them to Harbor Freight? Come on, somebody, come on. Amen. If you women don't know what Harbor Freight is, that's where you get all your guys' Christmas gifts at. Right? That's where you go, guys. I'm giving you a hint, ladies. Go to Harbor Freight, all right? Amen. I pull up there, and I feel the anointing. And I walk in the door, and it's like, oh, oh, oh. It's like, oh, man, this is so awesome. Amen. I walk in the door, and I had to pick up a little rivet gun. And just a handheld thing. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm in line. And it's taking forever. This guy in front of me, man, he's got all these things he's buying. I'm like, and I'm sitting there, and the Lord spoke to me and says, son, just be patient. I pray when I go into Harbor Faith. Listen, I don't know about you, but I want to be led by the Lord. I want to be a blessing to people in their lives on an everyday basis. Amen. I just don't want to go through life and miss an opportunity to share Jesus Christ or to share something with somebody. Can anybody say amen with Pastor? Amen. So I'm there in line, and God said, be patient, be patient. And I'm being patient. There's an older gentleman in front of me, and I was just, I said, well, I'm just going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for the cashier because she had her hands full. And, I had a great time just me and the Lord in the line. Finally, the older guy got up there, and he had one little item, and he gave it. And all of a sudden, he turns around to me, and he says, hey, would you like to have a 20% coupon? And I said, yes, I would. Amen. And I grabbed that thing. I do not have a hard time receiving. If somebody this morning wants to bless me, or, say, Pastor, we want to pay off this building, I will gladly receive that. We're going to buy it, pay it off, we're going to expand it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll gladly if some of you want to give $1,000, I'll gladly receive it. It doesn't matter. You can gladly receive it. Be a receiver. What happens when somebody throws a pass in the NFL and they drop the pass? He's not a very good receiver. Be a receiver. God wants you to be a receiver. Turn to somebody and say, learn how to be a receiver. Amen. God wants you to be a receiver. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Listen, this is what we receive from Adam. Romans 3:23. What did we receive from Adam? Romans 3:23. This is what we receive. For the wages of sin is what? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what we receive. We receive sin. That's what we all receive. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is what? Death. But guess what? Aren't you glad it didn't stop there? But the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to me. Eternal life doesn't begin when you die. You need to be enjoying eternal life right now. Eternal life started when you received Christ. Start enjoying life. Well, I ain't got nothing to enjoy. But you haven't seen Jesus then. Quit. Turn to somebody and say, quit feeling sorry for yourself and get your thumb out of your mouth. No, I mean it. Turn to somebody and say, quit feeling sorry for yourself and get your thumb out of your mouth. If you're a believer today, you've got everything to be thankful for and to live for and to be excited about. Every day's a new day because every day is full of mercies, full of grace. Wow, you might have blown it yesterday, but today is a brand new opportunity. That's the kind of God we serve. Hey, come on, give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I used to think if I blown it, I was done. It finished. That's it. But I am so glad God is a God of grace and opportunity. Every day you get up, you have a new opportunity to say yes to Jesus. Man. But the gift of God is eternal life. John 10:10 says what? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to do what? To give us what? Sin would employ you like a soldier. But grace frees you. Amen. Grace frees you to live a life full of Him. Look at Romans 7 and 8. Romans 7 and 8. Amen. We're going to stop just a moment here. Hang on with me. This is so good, man. I want you to receive the gift this morning. Hallelujah. Romans 7:8. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of what? Somebody say that word. Can you get that? Can we get an interpretation on that? I heard some tongues going on there. Amen. Amen. For without the law, sin was what? For without the law, sin was what? The devil actually tries it to get us to keep the law. Because he knows that when we try, we will fail. But without the law, sin is what? Without the law, sin has no opportunity in your life. Oh, you didn't hear that. 1 Corinthians 15:56. The strength of the law. What is the strength of the law? But sin, oh, that's the same verse. Let's go over there, guys. 1 Corinthians 15:56. Receive the gift, guys. Hallelujah. You're all doing good over there this morning. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is what? Is the law. So without the law, sin has no opportunity in our lives. The strength of sin is the law. Therefore, the strength of righteousness is grace. Therefore, the strength of righteousness is grace. Now we have received the gift of righteousness. Righteousness in our spirit is a gift. You are right in your spirit by faith. The just shall live by faith. Death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over those who did not sin like Adam. Through the offense of many are dead, much more the grace of God and the grace which by one man Jesus abound unto many. Romans 5:14-17. Grace now is abounded unto you. What is grace? Grace is the gift that is abounded unto us, so that we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. And grace has freed us from the law. Turn to somebody and say, I've been freed. How about you? Hallelujah. The gift of righteousness that God gave us is free, unmerited, undeserved. It's called grace. Hallelujah. Romans 8:32. He that did not spare his own son, but delivered us up for us all, know that will he not with him also what? Freely give us what? A few things. He's Scrooge. No. How many things? The Greek word for all is what? You are such Greek scholars. Amen. The Greek word for all is all. He will give us freely, no strings attached. Grace is free. It cost a great price, but it's free to us. No strings attached for you today. Amen. Grace is free. The gift of righteousness is free to us. This gift is working within us, and all we need to do is employ it. Amen. Put it to work. Receive everything that God has for you today. It is finished. It is done. It is there for you. Amen. It is there for you. We are to reign in life. The Bible says we reign in life. Those that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness do what? Reign in life. Turn to somebody and say, are you reigning or draining? Are you reigning or draining this morning? God wants you to reign. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. He's equipped you. He's ordered your steps. There's no fear in him. There's no lack in him. Man, oh my. Wow. Hallelujah. Job 22:28. Gotta close in this verse. I was unemployed and I looked in the book of Job. Right? Thou shalt also, some of you will get that later. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. You know what kings do? Kings are really good at decreeing things. They know their authority in their own kingdom. Jesus has given us the authority to decree things, but we've got to receive those things. We've got to receive the gift of authority. We've got to receive the gift of grace. We've got to receive the, you know, healing is a gift. We've got to receive the gift of healing in our life. Amen? I believe some people don't want to be healed. Some people like being sick. It puts the attention on them. Got to think about that one a second, too. But God has got healing for us. God's got deliverance for us. God's got everything we need. Only thing we got to do is just open up our hearts and receive it. It starts in the heart. It's a heart thing, man. Amen? Next time somebody tries to give you something, see how you respond. Now, I took that computer down to Natalia, and she's like, "Hi, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. That's awesome. Amen." She knows how to receive gifts from mustard seed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. How do you receive? How's your receiver this morning? Amen. You know, maybe it's you feel like, you know, Pastor, it's fourth down, and I'm 99.9 yards from the goal, and I'm up to receive. How's your receiver? How are you receiving? Receive it this morning. You know how you can receive it? Because God gave it freely. So receive it freely. Let's stand this morning. Amen. Come on, give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your unspeakable gift, God. Paul said he couldn't even express it in words. It's so great. Thank you for that, Jesus, that you love us so much today. Hallelujah. That you gave your only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Wow, what a gift. No condemnation, the gift of no condemnation. You know what? Don't beat yourself up any longer. Turn to somebody and say, don't beat yourself up any longer. Amen. You know, Jesus was beaten so you wouldn't have to be. Jesus was beaten so you would not have to be. I mean, some of us could live in regret all the time. I should have, I wish I would have, if only. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, man, God receives you just the way you are. Receive him just the way he is. There's an old hymn in the church that said, "Just as I am, without one plea." Anybody remember that? I think Billy Graham used that on his altar invitations. Amen. Just as you are. Just as you are. God loves you as you are. Even if you have flaws, God loves you. Amen. If you're a believer, he sees you perfect because he looks into your spirit. Hallelujah. Raise your hands this morning if you would and say, "Jesus, I receive everything. Everything. Everything, everything you have for me. I receive healing today. I receive the joy. I receive the restoration. I receive peace. Thank you, Lord, for your love for me today. I'm overflowing in my spirit. I have more than enough. I'm more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. I'm not discouraged. I am winning. I win in life. I win in life. I win in life. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you love me. You set your love on me. You set your love on me, Lord. Amen. I receive your gifts. Every one of them, Lord, full to the overflowing. I reign in this life as a king. I reign in this life. I open up my mouth, I declare it, and it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. Amen. I want you to open up your mouth and declare some things before the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for these precious people today, Lord. As they make a declaration of faith, God, we agree with them. We thank you for it, Lord. Healing breaking forth, God. Joy breaking forth, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost joy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Agreeing for families, Lord. Family household salvation. Thank you for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. People being set free today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God is good this morning, church. Hallelujah. He is good to us. Amen. Give him some praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I want you to turn to five people today and say, you know what? I'm a receiver. How about you? Praise God. I love you this morning. Have a Jesus-filled week. Tell somebody about Jesus. Jesus.